Look, how big is your house? Is it getting a little bit, you know, too big to clean and just the kids are gone and all that sort of thing? Maybe time to downsize. How about a little tiny house? And you've probably seen them over the TV from time to time over the last couple of years. They are on the way up as far as trending goes. I can say the best way to describe them is they are like a little caravan, just without the space. And to talk to us about that trend this morning from Griffith University, it's Heather Shearer, research fellow there. Good morning, Heather. How popular are these little tiny houses? And firstly, can you describe one for us today?
Hi. Tiny houses are extremely popular. When I first did a survey 2 years ago, I got 56 responses, and I'm now on about 425. So definitely much more popular, and much more people are building them too.
So the last couple of years have really just exploded, haven't they?
Definitely. It's completely ramped up. With regard to what a tiny house is, everybody asks me that. My boss and I are writing a paper on that, so hopefully when that's published, I'll promote it everywhere. But there's about three different types of tiny houses. So the first type, which is the sort of archetypal tiny house that you get on a trailer, which is the ones that you normally see in the pictures. And those were originated in the United States in the 1990s, mostly because a lot of the local governments there had minimum house sizes. So you weren't allowed to build, say, a 50 square meter house on your property if you owned it. You had to build something, say, I don't know the exact size because it's in feet. So, and also people wanted to become more sustainable and they didn't want huge mortgages because the United States has the same issues that we have of housing unaffordability. Then there's the typical tiny house, which is like a cottage. So any sort of cottage, a granny flat or something like that can also be considered a tiny house. Not if it's 150 square metres, that's just a house.
You wouldn't think so.
And then there's the tiny house that's potentially relocatable. And those would include things like container houses or relocatable houses, all those sort of things which aren't normally moved, but they could be moved. They could be put on a truck and moved.
Well, they are obviously very little, and I get sustainability. I get the fact that we don't want to have a big house to try and maintain, which is a pain in the backside for all of us, and mortgage stress and all of that. But beyond that, I mean, I can sort of see the downside of this as well, because can appear so cooped up in a very, very tiny space. I mean, I don't know how you get around that.
Yes, there is an issue with that. And, of course, tiny houses aren't for everyone. As I always say to people, I would find it very difficult living in a tiny house with, say, two or three teenagers.
Not possible. Not possible.
Some people do, but it's not that common. But there's certain demographics, singles, couples. My son and daughter-in-law have a little baby, and they're building a tiny house. But one of the most important advantages of tiny houses, so around the world, tiny dwellings are, in fact, more common than big dwellings. It's just in countries like Australia and the United States that you get these huge houses. I mean, obviously, you get big houses everywhere, but they're not normally the norm. So tiny apartments are quite common everywhere, and one of the motivators for the tiny house movement is that people don't want to live in an apartment. They want a little bit of land around them. So if you live in Australia, in most parts of Australia, at least most of the year, you have a good climate, so you can have your tiny house on a bit of land and you can have decks and do a lot of indoor-outdoor living.
So maybe that's the secret there, Heather. You can still have that space around to show you're not sort of in an apartment building. You've got very minimal, if any, mortgage or repayments to the bank, and you don't have to spend all weekend cleaning the house. That's a win.
You can't get a mortgage on a tiny house because...
Exactly.
Yes.
I think you found the secret, Heather. Thanks for sharing a bit of that with us this morning.
Great. Thank you.
There we go. It is on the way up, apparently. No pun intended, for little tiny, tiny houses. Maybe just think about it. Having a look at the events calendar for our sponsor, Elders Real Estate. Elder Street, Lambton. They're local people with local knowledge. The Heart of You Club meeting tomorrow at Charlestown Bowling Club. Around 10 o'clock start on this. And you'll be supporting the Smith family's Learning for Life program. We've got some details at 2NURFM.com and the events calendar as we stay in touch with your community.